was speaking, and he's on the line. He's available to speak to us, Alan Black. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
Alan, many people have been through many things in this country over the last 40-odd years. Few have been through as much as you, surviving the King's Mill massacre. And last night, I would imagine people who were listening to you speak on the television to our reporter would have been feeling the hurt that you were going through in this search for justice that you have been following since 1976. Are you going to give up on that search? I know you're still proactive, but does there not come a time when you have to give up?
No. No, never. It's something that the authorities need to realise, that I'm not going to give up. But without prompting from me, my sons and daughter have said that in the event of anything happening to me, that they would carry it on. But I don't want to put that burden on them. I want this finished in my lifetime.
How can you get it finished in your lifetime if the Public Prosecution Service decides not to pursue the man whose handprint was found on the vehicle?
Well, I have seen the PPS sent me, it was 7 pages long, and explained why they couldn't pursue him. And I accept that they didn't have a case, that no chance of getting a conviction of the palm print. So I fully understand why they didn't pursue him. And now our whole focus has to be on the coroner's court.
And you feel you can get some satisfaction from the outcome there?
Look, I feel duty bound to see this right through to the end, because my friends died in the most brutal way, and their families are still here, and their families are still hurting. And when I was asked for help to get the inquest opened, I gave it gladly and will carry on as long. And all the Kingsville families feel the same. They give up on the hope of justice, because in the event of someone being caught, what's going to happen to them? A year in jail. That's not justice.
I bumped into a guy one night socially, and he had lost a dear relative in Loughan Island, and I sat talking to him for over an hour, and it was like talking to you, Alan, the frustration that he was going through in terms of not being able to get justice. And I asked him similar questions about, is it time maybe to move on and accept that you're not going to get the justice? And he felt that those who had been left behind owed a service to those who'd been killed that night to get justice at some point for them. And that came across last night when I listened to you, that you and those other bereaved families who were related to the 10 Protestant workmen that were murdered on that road. Because, I mean, we say King's Mill, some people might wonder, which tragedy are we talking about? We're talking about 10 workmen returning home from their work who were singled out and shot in a red minibus. It is so many years ago now, 1976.
That's right.
But maybe it's people of my age who are sitting in their 50s, sitting watching the television, who want you to have justice, who want the gentleman that I spoke to in Loughan Island to have justice. But you fear for you and for my friend down there in County Down that justice may never come. That must be so sickening for you who experience so much hurt.
Well, Frank, I'll tell you, it's very frustrating, but I will say that I don't think, other than one of the gunmen getting some attack of conscience or something, there's no chance of getting a conviction or justice. But what we are after is the truth. And we need the truth. We deserve the truth. And we have to get the truth. And it's so, so difficult when the authorities are holding back and hiding behind...
Well, they're hiding behind a form of national security, aren't they?
Yes, they use that, and they use anything at all. Look, we just got round this palm print, and that has held the inquest back 7 months. Now, I'm looking forward up the road to see what other roadblocks are going to be put in our way. And because we have such a good legal team, they seem to get round every obstacle. But there's another one coming, and I don't know what it is, but the authorities do not want this inquest to go on. And it's only with the help of our legal team and the coroner. I have to commend him because he keeps a very tight rein on everything. But I've given up, almost given up hope for justice, but we do need the truth, and it has to come now because Jenny Lehman, Joe Lehman's wife, she's in her 90s now. Bea Wharton's in her 90th year. She lost a son. And they are still... Bea Wharton's at court, at the coroner's court all the time, and she needs that closure, that the truth to come out, because you have to realise that two of the gunmen at Kingsmill got on-the-run letters. And that is wrong. That is totally wrong. Look, in this country, I don't want to preach, but all of a sudden, well, maybe not all of a sudden, but right has become wrong, and wrong has become right. And that is no way to run a country. The truth has to come out, be told, and then maybe we can put the whole thing behind us.
Alan, how have you managed as a survivor, as a victim, how have you managed to lead the life that you've led? And I'm sure the people around Bessbrook are very proud of you. How have you managed to lead the life that you've led, considering you went through that trauma in 1976?
Oh, sometimes with great difficulty. Look, I have what I consider to be a good life. I can take my wee dog and go for a walk round the pond, go for a walk up the woods. And there is a sense of peace in that. But then you're come back into the case and the relatives who I meet pretty regular. And you get an awful sense. It has been diagnosed, but I suffer dreadfully from survivor's guilt. And only someone that suffers from that knows just how severe that can be. But all in all, I've got my family around me, and they all live pretty close to me. And yes, I can't feel sorry for myself, because the people around Bessbrook are very supportive. My family are very supportive. This has taken its toll, and I'll not deny that. But it's something that has to be done. I could never go to my grave thinking, oh, I could have done more. I have to do this.
Well, you're a man of great courage, and it came across last night on the TV as well, Alan. I appreciate you speaking to us this morning, because we've visited the issue so many times in this programme over the last number of years, and it must be so frustrating when you seem to be getting a little progress and then it's one step forward, two steps back. And I'm looking at text here, and I know that people who are listening to the programme, like myself, do hope that eventually someday you get justice for that atrocity. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Right, you're welcome.
That's Alan Black. Alan Black, a true victim of the Troubles, and someone who's been living with that sense of guilt, survivor's guilt that he talks about, for all of those years since 1976.